From your world news headquarters on the World Wide Web, it's time for your daily dose of sanity. This is the Maria Heller Show. Maria Heller is a published author, founder of The Universal Wheel, a lifestyle and philosophy based on our interconnectedness to all living things, a Reiki master, and delivers the news with spiritual views. How many intuitive news decoders, animal rights activists, and vegetarian broadcasters are there? Just one. Maria. Maria has provided independent news for a smart audience for over 13 years now on the Maria Heller Show, available at maria.net.
M-E-R-I-A.net.
And now, here is your host, the mouth that roars, Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us, which a lot of you have said is the most important show of the month, and I'm sure you felt last month like we all did. My co-host, Joe Anthony, get over to planetswithin.com. If you don't get his free newsletter, just sign up there and get it. Good morning, Joe. Hallelujah, it's July.
Yes, good morning, Maria. Good morning. All of us are like, we can't wait for this energy to shift, and that's what's going to happen this month, but I'm glad it's July too.
Let me tell you something. The level of emotions, especially anger in June, everybody I know is like a psychopath, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when the Supremes decide to slam women's rights one more time, so I'm sure I've been like a psychotic on my show all week.
Mm-hmm. So. Not uncommon, and I'm going to explain why astrologically, because Mars has been in Libra. When Mars is in Libra, there's a sense of justice. There's a sense of, I want equality, I want this to be right, and it just brings out irritation. But then the sun's been going through Cancer as well, which adds an element of passion. And Uranus, of course, the unpredictable Uranus has been in the picture as well, at a tough angle to these alignments. So it's bringing out much more passion, rebelliousness, and a need to right the wrongs. But also, we have to throw in the mix, this Mercury retrograde has not been fun for anybody, including myself. I tossed out my printer because of it.
Well, and it was right during the Mercury retrograde that my server company says, guess what? Your server's using too much space. We've got to move you to a dedicated server. So I'm going through all that during a retrograde. And, Joe, I lose 1,703 emails.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go through all of them, and many of which were not recoverable. So I was like, Mercury, son of a bitch. But I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I got four friends. I couldn't believe how many people's air conditioners blew in their house, in their cars. One person told me that the air conditioning in their car kept going even when the car was turned off. No key in it. So I was listening to all these crazy stories and watching all the anger around me. And I can honestly tell you, I usually have a lot of patience. I had absolutely zero patience all month.
Not uncommon. Not uncommon. Most of my clients this month and friends who've been calling, almost in a panic in their voice because they can't quite understand or grasp what was going on and the element of confusion that was involved.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I have to point out Mercury retrograde, but all of the nervous energy that was in the air. A lot of people, including myself, have had some difficulty sleeping, steady sleep patterns.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a bit annoying as well. But not uncommon.
I know, it's been crazy.
Crazy month.
I wanted to ask you, what I found was a lot of the clients that I have that were calling me were, for whatever reason, all my Aquarian clients. So was this especially hard for Aquarians?
It was especially hard for several signs, Gemini being one, Virgos being another, Aquarians because Uranus has been in the mix. Anytime these alignments occur in these signs, the planets that are associated with those signs will activate those signs. So Uranus is associated with Aquarius. It's playing a very prominent role throughout the last couple of years. So, of course, Aquarians are going to be feeling it. Then you throw in the Mercury retrograde in Gemini, another air sign, you have another element of confusion. You see? And so the real confusion, in my view, is that when we have water signs like the sun going through Cancer, and then we have Saturn in Scorpio, and we have Neptune in Pisces, these are difficult to navigate clarity and to move forward because all three of those signs represent the past. So simultaneously in our minds, we're clinging to emotional security and a need for safety. At the same time, Mercury being retrograde in an air sign is throwing in this element of confusion and uncertainty. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. So if you've already got that by, you know, naturally in your chart, this alignment is going to make it more difficult to, right. to try and navigate. Mm-hmm. So this is what we have. We have just total confusion, total uncertainty, total chaos in our minds and in our energy field as well. The one good thing about this past month is my energy level has been going through the roof. So I've been going to the gym more.
Well, that's good. I even did some outdoor house painting this month.
Well, there you go.
So I guess it was, you know, you got to move the energy when the energy is there. But I always like to look at the trends, and I just found it incredible that pretty much everybody that was calling me, you know, and wanted to know, you know, what was going on, were Aquarians more than any other sign. Mm.
Okay.
So I said, I knew I needed to ask you. I was like, wow, okay, Aquarians are getting smashed this month. But I'm happy to be able to help them. But I also noticed there was a lot of people that had money panic this month. Mm-hmm. I won't even call it anything but. It wasn't even money worry. It was money panic.
Well, it's been very strange it's been a strange financial month for Taurus because Mercury in retrograde in Gemini affects their second house. So I could speak from firsthand experience. Money was rolling in, but it was going out in strange places and strange things. or people asking for money or paying for something and not getting the service. It was just weird. It was just totally weird, but not surprising to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just sat there and smiled and go, wow, what a month.
I know. It's been amazing. I know it's been that way. Hey, I'm still trying to track down payment for my house insurance, and that's been a daily nightmare. So mm-hmm. it's like, ugh. So you just have to be more aware, more alert, and you have to learn how to just say, you know what, it's Mercury, and just roll with it.
Exactly. But I keep getting intuitively, Maria, that the energy is coming in hard and fast from the higher realms of consciousness or the center of the Milky Way or wherever you want to call it. I've had two other psychic friends of mine who don't really do any psychic work or anything like that, but they're very intuitive, and they've been getting dreams and messages of the same thing. Energy is shifting at a high level. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, we can't quite comprehend this until you begin to understand we're multidimensional beings. So this is information that's been coming in readily, really easily and readily for the last couple of years for me, and I'm sure you have had it too, where there's an energy shift that's occurring. And this year, this particular year, because of the alignment and because, and we're going to talk about this, Jupiter going into Leo and so on, it's magnifying this energy even more. And I think we're going to have one of the happiest months we've ever had in a long time. So we'll see how that pans out, but I'll make that...
Right, unless the demons in charge decide to start another war or, you know, cripple us any further than they already have. You know, here we are, Joe. It's the 4th of July this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And, exactly.
And, I mean, I can't tell you how irritated I am over the 4th of July. And I'm like, okay, they're going to have all these functions and fireworks and shows and everybody's going to be barbecue and waving their Made in China flag. And they haven't got a clue that, you know, where the hell is our independence? You know, where is the freedom? You know, they don't even get that all their freedom's gone. You don't even have the freedom to collect rainwater anymore.
Yeah, I know. How sad is that? But I think, I really do believe that most people, the average person, is just totally bombarded by this energy, by the confusion, by the uncertainty of it all, and they're just checking out mentally. And so they're going to continue doing the same things that they've always been doing, you know, going to buy their beer or watch their sports or, you know, whatever. Just keeping it simple, not taking the bigger picture into account. What's happening? I feel different. What is this energy that's, you know, affecting everyone around me? They don't have it. The masses, I have always said this, the masses cannot comprehend this. They are either not genetically built to comprehend beyond their immediate environment, or they've been just brainwashed in such simplicity, you know, worship this statue, read this book, and follow this book, and you know, watch what's on TV and so on, and just be simple and live your life in a simple way. They just can't comprehend it. So we really can't do anything for them until something major happens where they awaken completely, you know. And I think that's going to happen when the UFO crafts start appearing in droves. And then everything they believe in is going to go right out the window. But that may be years off. Who knows?
Well, funny you should say that. Today is International UFO Day.
Great.
So what a perfect day to do Stars R Us.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if you saw that article. I believe I sent it to you, but Veterans Today sent out an article that basically said that, again, the alien ultimatum or final warning has been given to the dark ones on this planet, you know, the ones that are controlling the money system and so on. I don't know if it's true or not, Maria. Again, I'll listen to anything, read anything, but I will not, you know, believe anything until I actually see some sort of definitive proof.
Right.
And the only reason I bring this up is because of this guy, Gordon Duff. He claims he was MJ-12.
Yeah, I don't trust him at all, though.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I don't trust him at all, never did. You know, I've said for so many years, and, you know, I'm starting my 15th year on the net this month, Joe. And I have said it, and maybe I haven't said it recently. I always tell my listeners, don't just pay attention to who I have on the show. Pay extra attention to who I never have on my show. Okay.
There you go.
But look, whether it's an alien ultimatum or not, I was watching a film somebody sent me yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I posted it on Facebook, and I'm trying to remember the man's name. He was in all those movies Michael Murphy did. He's from Hawaii. And he put together a movie on geoengineering and how it's destroying the Earth, the rate of extinction, you know, how weather control is creating drought, creating floods, and basically saying that the end is just about here. Okay. I think his name is, God, I want to say Tyne Whittingham. I can't remember his name. But he's so educated. He's so well-spoken. And so matter of fact, you know, I mean, I got reports on, you know, this massive nuclear leak that's happening in New Mexico that is not under control. You look at Fukushima, that's not under control. You look at all the species that are leaving the planet by the droves. I think we're losing 1,000 a day. You look at, you know, people thirsting for water, and guess what? You don't pay your bill, you can just die of thirst. And I'm talking about Detroit. You look at the Supreme Court, five members of Dopus Dei, as I call them, you know, ruling on religious freedom for for-profit corporations, of course, because it's not a Muslim religion that seemed to get through. You look at, you know, women's rights, not even to contraceptive. You can't give birth the way you want either. If you refuse a cesarean, you could be guilty of murder now. So a woman is damned if she gives birth, if she's pregnant and eats the wrong thing, she can also go to jail. If she wants an abortion, she can go to jail or go to hell because they're going to make sure that's not an option. If you want contraception, you can't. So it's almost, again, punishing women for enjoying sex the way men do. And you look at all this crap and you say, how long can this go on? I mean, just anybody, you don't have to be a scientist, a botanist. All you have to do is look at the reality. Yeah.
You know, I totally agree that we'll continue the destruction and destructive patterns and continue to control humanity and distort reality. Now, I've often thought about this, putting myself in that sort of ET presence. If I was one of the, you know, sort of good guys, if you will, and we were watching this whole world being destroyed as it is, the first thing I would do is focus on those people that are destroying it. Okay? Now, everything you just mentioned, I totally understand, but that, in a grander picture, the first thing that has to end is this control system over humanity. And they're doing it via the monetary system and, of course, frequency manipulation. So that would be the first thing that I would look at and say, how do we stop this? Because if we stop the currency and we, you know, we end it or we change it in some way, most of humanity is going to freaking fall apart.
Right.
So I think it's a very delicate situation here. If they do exist and if they are helping us, and that's a big if, how do we approach this? You know, how do they actually do it? And they're doing it little by little, from what I understand. And I can't prove any of this, obviously. It's just an intuitive sense that they're doing it little by little, almost picking off the members that need to be taken care of, or using people on the inside who are on the sort of view things in a more better way, in a more productive way, to use them to challenge. I mean, here we have the BRICS nations is a perfect example of this, where they've already set up a financial system to if and when the dollar collapses, to have something that they could rely on. You see, in terms of a currency, or because that's what I think is really happening at the highest level. They're working on that stuff first, and then everything else will trickle down into the states and then the local communities and so on and so forth. But there has to be this consciousness awakening to that we're living in a different world, that we're sensing different energy, and that we have to start viewing the world as one unit, as one connection, if you will.
Right. And well, so I agree. And, you know, look, for people that are spiritually awake, we understand what's happening. And for so many years, I've been telling people the solutions are spiritual solutions. They're not going to come from politicians. They're certainly not going to come from religion. And, you know, when I, years ago, I forget who said it. They said, if every man tended a garden, there would be no war. And I took it further when I, of course, wrote my book on the universal wheel, the medicine wheel. And I, you know, the byline title is The Tool for Global Unity. But people ask me, you know, what's the solution? Bottom line is the only solution is a spiritual one. You've got to be spiritually alert, which I know most of my listeners are. You know, you're receiving that energy. Like you said, the majority of people, Joe, are not even in touch with that. They're still waiting for, you know, daddy to save me, whether daddy's the government, whether it's, you know, the almighty dollar, whether it's, politicians, religious leaders, whatever. But they don't understand that all you have to do is just say, I'm not playing the game anymore. I'm going to have my happy life, because that is the reason we're here. And I'm not going to get involved in your control games. You know, get rid of the TV. I know it's like a terrible curse to say to the world, dump your cell phones, okay? You are willingly allowing them to control you and track you. Get the technology away from your kids, okay? There's so many things people can do, but they enjoy the convenience and the fun of these things, and they don't see it as technological control.
Absolutely. But I do see hope here, Maria, because there's just too many people around the world waking up. You know, folks in their 40s and their 30s and the ones in their 20s, they don't want to be a part of any of these systems. There is hope. We're teetering. We're you know, all we need is a large number of people to start waking up in droves. And again, I've always said this, this is our job. And you're absolutely right. It is a spiritual path. That's the only way. Okay? You could embrace some of the science with the quantum physics and stuff that's going on, which is wonderful too, but ultimately, it is a spiritual path. And I totally agree with you with the garden. Oh my God, when I had my garden, it was like you were taking care of your child each day.
Oh,
you're watching something grow. And so, that makes a total difference in mindset. You're absolutely right. So, but I do believe we are going to awaken somehow, some way, because of an intervention of some sort. Either it's going to be this energy that comes in, that keeps coming in and wakening up our DNA, or it's going to be UFO crafts in droves that we can't avoid anymore, or it's going to be a big change in the financial system. Something is going to come about either this year or the beginning of next year where we will stand up and pay attention. And I don't think it's going to be another 9/11. I really think this one's going to be on more on the positive side.
Well, you saw, I'm sure, Dick Cheney talking about, you know, having worse than another 9/11 now because of what's going on in the Middle East.
Of course.
And who better to call it than Dick Cheney, who obviously ran 9/11.
Absolutely. And this is their last ditch attempt to destroy. Okay? But again, everything that I've read, everything that I understand, they will not, and when I say they, you know what I'm talking about, they will not allow a third world war. Okay? I hope, you know, it never happens.
Right. Well, you know, one of the suggestions, and you may like it too. I mean, I do it every day, okay? Because, you know, last thing I do before I go to sleep is send my long-distance Reiki to people that have asked for the healing energy, is I always include, and people can, whether you pray or you meditate or however you communicate with the universe, I always ask and include that mass consciousness wake up all at once. And we have to start sending energy to the mass consciousness on this planet. We have to flip that fear into love and strength. And, you know, Michael Rachia, when he's on the show and we talk about his channeling from Joseph, you know, his thing is, you know, keep sending love and good energy to the field, to the energy. You know, it's kind of like the etheric body around the earth, which is just filled with, you know, all the negatives that it keeps collecting from, you know, the cycle of fear that most people are in. So for me, it's all, you know, that's, I've done that for years now, Joe. Just say, you know, let all humanity wake up and let them wake up at the same time. I don't really care what it takes. Fairy dust, the hand of God, doesn't matter. Okay?
Well, that's a wonderful idea. And I do the same thing every time I encounter a client or a person that is just living in paralyzing fear. As a matter of fact, I did that yesterday with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I came across this woman that had just had surgery or something, had some heart issues, and had a minor stroke. And I could see the paralyzing fear in this woman's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, I said, do you mind if I give you some advice? And she goes, no, go right ahead. And I says, do you realize who you are? You know, I basically went into it. And I told her, I says, listen, it comes down to this, that you're a beautiful spiritual being having an experience. And that's all we are on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she understood what I was saying. And her eyes started opening up and she started tearing up and all this other stuff. So I totally get what you're saying, and I totally encourage everyone to do the same, exactly what you mentioned, or to continue to tell other people around them that they're wonderful light beings in a body having an experience.
Absolutely.
If you start viewing everyone that way, how do you not, you know, want to just help somebody or just see them for their experience in their life? You see beyond the skin suit.
Right, the meat suit.
Right.
Well, you did start out the show saying this is going to be a happier month. How, why, when, and how does it start, like, right now when we hang up the phone?
Well, it does. It actually starts in the middle of the month, Maria, because Jupiter, the planet of abundance, learning, expansion, is going to go into Leo on the 16th. Okay? Jupiter is already a happy-go-lucky sign. Now you add the element of playfulness and being happy and childlike and creative in Jupiter. So for the next coming year, we are going to feel happier, creative, wanting more attention, wanting to be heard. The creative realm is going to increase tremendously. And this is why I'm saying this positive energy is going to continue to come in via Jupiter and the Sun and all these other alignments.
Mm-hmm.
So it really starts around the 16th. We just have to wait to get out of the sign of Cancer because we're still going, the Sun is still going through Cancer, which is still a very cautious sign,
mm-hmm.
you see? And so we're like, we could sense something changing, but we're not quite sure. But after the 16th of this month, it's very positive energy coming in. We're going to feel it. We're going to sense it. And especially going towards the end of the month. I guarantee
right.
it, folks, there is going to be a major shift this month because we have several planets changing signs, including Jupiter and including Mars, too. It'll leave the indecisive sign of Libra on the 25th. Then it goes into the intense, passionate sign of Scorpio. So,
well, it sounds good. I'll tell you this. Last month was really spectacular for the Cancers that I know.
Yeah.
And looking at, you know, I read your newsletter and looked at this month for Cancers, and it's even better.
Sure.
So, you know, at least, you know, some people do well even on a retrograde.
Absolutely. And it's not just the retrograde. Jupiter has been in Cancer the past year. Anytime Jupiter's in your sign, it amplifies and magnifies and makes you feel happier and luckier.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So what's going to happen is Leo and Aries and Sagittarians will feel more fortunate or more happy or more playfulness, you see? And so, especially if you're a Leo, you know, Leos have had it rough with Jupiter in Cancer, but now Jupiter in Leo is going to amp up their egos, is going to amp up their creativity in many ways, and it'll affect all of us. Mm-hmm. So with Cancers, you know, enjoy, because now Jupiter will enter their second house of income and self-worth. So there's a continuation of making money or resources or connecting romantically with people over the next year for Cancers, mm-hmm. you see?
Right.
So it's there really is no bad sign that's really getting affected. Yes, Scorpio is having a bit of a difficult time psychologically. Pisces, maybe a little confused about their direction and so on. And Geminis have been up in the air. But that'll all change as these planets shift. Remember, everything is cyclical. It's all cycles. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of how long they last, how short they last, and understanding how to navigate them. That's the key.
Right. Well, that's what makes astrology so important. And so many people still want to ignore it. You know, and that doesn't affect me. And it was funny because the kid that used to produce my show that actually got me started online, he's on my personal Facebook page, and he wrote yesterday, I was laughing, because I spent many years educating this young man, and he always argued with me about the Mercury retrograde. And yesterday he posted, okay, I've never really wanted to believe in this Mercury retrograde stuff. He says, but what the hell is going on, right? And he listed all the bad things that were happening to him. So I always tell people, you know, if you clock things long enough, and I've been paying attention to the retrogrades since I was like 25, they never disappoint, okay? Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. So I think that a lot more people are starting to believe in things they were not open to believing in before, maybe just because they've lived long enough to see it in their own lives.
Absolutely. The dynamics of this month are going to be very interesting, because Mercury will enter Cancer on the 12th. Mm-hmm. Now we're back to feelings and emotions and maybe a little bit more of a self-protective mode, okay, which is normal, because then the Sun and Mercury will also be in Cancer. And not exactly an easy alignment when Mercury's in Cancer, because we're always thinking about emotions and feelings, okay, and then we have a tendency to go into the past. Remember, this is Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces are the past. Mm-hmm. And so there's that feeling of going into the past. And I can't tell you how many clients, friends, and people have either moved back to their towns that they lived in, or reconnected with old friends, mm-hmm. and so on. And I talked about this. We talked about it at the beginning of the year, how everyone's going to go back into the past. And so this is a month where there's major transformational in the air. So that means the first half of the month, we'll continue to slowly come out of things and, you know, getting our mind straight and our feelings and so on. But the second half of the month is basically a totally different ballgame, especially after the 22nd when the Sun enters Leo, okay? There is just so much positive energy coming in with these alignments after the 22nd. I cannot emphasize it enough. From the 22nd through the 31st, we should be on a bit of a high, a roller coaster high, an emotional high, a feeling of just being happy. Maybe the intuition will be much higher. We want to connect with people. Romance will be in the air. Dare I say, sexuality will be high as well.
Well, no problem. Nothing wrong with that unless you're a woman.
Well,
according to the Supreme Court.
Those right. urges. But you know, these are going to be very different energies that are coming in, is what I'm getting at.
Well, that's
so
good.
Please use this energy to create something new, or just the idea, or send out that positive energy that you were talking about, Maria,
right.
that everyone wakes up and realizes that we're all connected. You know, one of the best times of the year will be the end of this month. So we just have a few more weeks to go mm-hmm. until we'll feel this shift.
Right. And then don't we have, what does it mean that the full moon will be in Capricorn on the 12th?
Well, this one's going to be a little challenging, because we're dealing with two signs, Capricorn, Moon, and the Cancer Sun, which are very cautious and very sort of security-driven. You see, so with the moon in Capricorn, we're going to be focusing on our ambitions, on our careers, on how we make money. And then, of course, there's going to be a challenging aspect to Mars with this alignment. So Mars will recreate a T-square between the moon and the sun, which means it'll challenge us to do something different, or there'll be an inherent fear or concern about moving forward. But like I said, it's just an illusion. It's just a cycle. Full moons are always best to also let go of things. So I would suggest to people, look at this full moon on the 12th as an opportunity to let go of some sort of fear or let go of some sort of idea that's not working for you, okay? And or a person or a situation, and just say, okay, that's it, no more. This is it. I've learned enough from this experience. I've fulfilled my karma. Let me move forward.
Right, right.
So that's what I would encourage people to do on this next full moon.
Well, good. And, you know, for the people that are lazy out there, just visualize, you know, a big pink heart going around the entire planet. You know, and I know it's really difficult. And, you know, when I first started talking with Michael Rakia, and he's all sending this good energy, especially to all the bad people, all the people you hate and all these bastards down here, right? That was really hard for me to do. So the only way I could interpret that was, you know, I would just say, you know, let them turn towards the light. Okay. Because it's, you know, listen, you know, I'm Italian, and I could tell you sometimes, boy, I have zero patience and my anger levels can get as crazy as, you know, my parents. So I try to keep her under control. But we really do. We have to just continue to focus on let mass consciousness do a total flip and let it happen in an instant. To me, I don't even want to wait. Let it be instantaneous. I don't care what causes it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I am all for it. And you're absolutely right. The only reason people embrace the dark and the fear is because they forget that they're attached, or they don't realize that they're attached to this divine matrix.
Oh, yeah. And you get
all
stuck
that
in it.
What's that?
People get stuck in it. So many people are stuck in their programming.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's hard to admit that you've been taken. You know what I mean? That your thoughts are not your own. That your life is not your own. That what you believed was true was an illusion. It's hard. It's hard to accept that.
Absolutely. Well, I just send them to people like Danyon Brinkley and other people that have had near-death experiences and say, hey, they've done it number of times. Listen to them. They know what they're talking about. They're not the only ones. There's thousands upon thousands of people that have connected with the light, and they saw that they didn't have a body, but yet they knew everything. They were connected to everything.
Exactly.
Don't you get it?
No, I agree. Listen, I've been there myself. You know what I mean? I mean, for all intents and purposes, I was dead at 4 years old when I got hit by that truck and was knocked out. But, you know, when I came back, so similar to everybody else's stories that you read, no matter who writes about them, you know, I had a knowing about things that no 4-year-old child had any business knowing. Okay, everything changed for me then. And when you really understand that, you know, your soul is indestructible, you know, you live your life in a whole different way. You can step out of the fear and say, you know what, I'm going to do it anyway. Anyway, Joe, let's go to a short break. When we get back, of course, we'll continue this. Stay with us, Joe, Anthony, and I will be right back. Okay, welcome back to Stars Are Us with myself, my excellent co-host, Joseph Anthony. Get over to planetswithin.com, sign up for his free newsletter. Get to know at the beginning of the month when to zig and when to zag, which is why we do the show first Wednesday every month. Joe, what else is going on? I mean, we look like we got a lot of warships on the horizon. Iraq's upside down. You know, China is participating in our Navy drills for the first time in 55 years. I'm like, okay, what's that about? I'm sure there's going to be some negative stuff this month, too.
Well, there is that possibility, Maria, because with all this energy, this favorable energy, and as I've been saying all along, the dark ones have been trying to block the energy and keep the vibration low, whether it's through chemtrails, programming, and so on, wars, and so on and so forth. They are at a desperate point right now to try and contain this awakening, this energy coming in, this light, whatever you want to call it. They're trying their best, so this is why they're amping everything up. So the wars in the Middle East are big news because it's controlling the resources and the energy. But more importantly, that whole region has a tendency to be very negative. You know, like these people, I don't say all of them, but many of them are living in the 13th century. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's easy to manipulate them over there, and they can't fight back. You know, but they knew this a long time ago, so they're going to try their best to continue to destroy that area, and they're amping everything up, as you could see from our wonderful dictator in this country and all the stuff that's been going on here. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say this. With all of this positive energy coming in around the new moon on the 26th, from the 16th to the end of the month, mm-hmm. it is very important to stay in higher vibration and higher alignment, because at the same time all this positive energy is coming in, they may make one last-ditch effort to cause a destructive pattern. Now, this could include natural disasters, because I know you pay attention, Maria. I mean, earthquakes in up and down California coast, Alaska, and, of course, we had the one in Arizona and Mexico a couple of days ago.
Right, a 5.2, which is huge, right. You know.
Exactly. So, you know, this is either being caused by fracking, or it's either being caused by frequency manipulation, or it could even be being caused by the energy that's coming in that's affecting the magnetic fields, and they're just manipulating it. So it could seem like a natural disaster as well. So I'm not discounting that either.
Right. Well, I want you to know I did remember the name of that man that has that movie out on geoengineering and how they're destroying the planet through the true geoengineering. His name's Dane Whittingham. Dane, D-A-N-E, Whittingham. And I still have the video up on my Facebook wall, my business Facebook wall.
Okay.
But he's in a lot of Michael Murphy's movies. Why in the world are they spraying? What in the world are they spraying? And people need to pay attention. You know, somebody posted a picture of the sunset in Phoenix last night and said Arizona has the most beautiful sunsets. Well, I watched the sunset last night after, you know, continuous spraying all day. And people don't understand. Those bizarre colors in the sky are only from the chemicals, from the chemtrails. They're not natural colors.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're pretty to look at. You got pink, yellow, orange all happening at the same time. But I've been in Arizona almost 25 years. I know what a natural sunset used to look like.
Right.
And these are not that.
No, they're not. And, well, fortunately, they haven't been spraying the last couple of days around here either. But who knows why? You know, maybe they're refueling and recharging. Who the heck knows why? But you know they're going to try. They're going to attempt to do something. And so it's very important. What I get intuitively, and I've talked about this with other psychics and so on, is that from this month, from the 6th all the way through March and April of next year, this window is vitally important for a shift in consciousness, because there is that possibility of something destructive taking place. And I know everyone's been saying this, or waiting for the dollar to collapse or something. But the good news here, okay, is that the fact that nothing has significantly has taken place, it means that we're not buying into the system. Mm-hmm. You see, and that's where we give away our power, when we buy into the system of fear.
Right.
See, and so the good news here is that nothing catastrophic has happened, another 9/11 or, you know, some major event that kills thousands upon thousands of people. So this is positive news in my view, okay? But remember, folks, this window is open right now from now until about March and April of next year. We get through this period, okay? It's definitely going to feel a whole lot better after that, after next year, after the 2015 March and April. Mm-hmm. So trust me, stay in higher vibration. Realize you're a spiritual being. Send the positive love, like you said, Maria. Every day to the source, because it will send it back to you, you know, tenfold.
Absolutely.
And, you know, continue that pattern. And so this month is that transformation. We have the first 6 months under our belt. Those were the hardest, as we all know.
Yeah.
The energies that felt so freaking weird.
I know. And you predicted that even for me on a personal level when you did my astrology at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So, well, I didn't forget. Yeah. I was like, okay, hurry up July. Hurry up July.
Yeah, and I want to give you kudos for talking about what you predicted for me, and it's been right on target.
Sometimes it's hard to be us, but isn't it fun?
Yeah, it certainly is. But anyway, folks, just embrace this new moon coming up on the 26th with your whole heart. And realize that we're these loving spiritual beings having an experience, and send the love out to everyone and everything.
Right.
And we'll change this system in very quickly.
And it needs to
one
be.
One way or another.
It totally needs to be flipped, for sure. Joe, before you do the personal horoscopes by sign, I want to remind my listeners, you will want to listen to your moon sign, your sun sign, and your rising sign to get a clearer picture for yourself if you're not having your astrology done every year and your progressions. And if you're married or you have a partner, you might want to also pay attention to your partner's astrology so you know how to coexist together.
Oh, absolutely. That makes a big difference. More importantly, you know, just view your partner as a mirror image of you.
Well, people don't like that one, though.
Of course. They've never heard that before. It's just, let's get married and have kids, or let's get married and live together and, you know.
Happily ever after. You don't realize that your soulmate is the one that's going to bring every lesson to you that you refuse to look at about yourself.
Right. Exactly. So, yes, absolutely everyone should know their rising sign, their moon sign, and understand the cycles that are affecting them. And never take anything personally. That's how I tell everyone. Do not take anything personally. Stay centered. Most important.
Right. Forewarned is foreknowledge, or it's the other way around. But it's always good to know what's coming down the pike.
Absolutely. All right. Let me get started with the horoscopes for the month, and I'll run through these real quickly because I always read them on my website. Anyway, here we go, Aries. Let's start off with you. All right, the first half of the month here in July is still going to feel a little iffy, and you know you're going to be dealing with emotions and feelings as Mercury is in Cancer and so on. But the second half of the month, when all these planets start hitting Leo, you guys are going to feel like a kid that's just woken up from a nap. So take advantage of it. Go after things. Start something new. Take a trip. Travel. There's definitely going to be a sense of adventure in the air. So why not take advantage of it? Move forward. Mars, your ruler, will finally be out of Libra and into Scorpio on the 8th. So your passion will return. So take advantage of that on July 25th. So your 8th house is what I meant. And so you're going to be thinking about finances and moving forward in new directions. So take advantage, Aries. Taurus, what can I say? All right, the sun continues to go through Cancer and your 3rd house of immediate thinking. You're basically everything about ideas and creativity and writing has been emphasized for you. And so the second half of this month with planets going into Leo, your home life and your feelings are going to be amped up. So either you're going to wind up thinking about moving, remodeling your home. You may have somebody move in with you, or you may move in with someone else in terms of, romance and so on. But this continues to be a transformational year for you, Taurus. And so this month, you'll continue that pattern of transformation in a big way, having to do with your emotions and your foundation. So once Mars goes into Scorpio on the 25th, now your focus is on other people and relationships and making money. So you'll be much more driven at the end of the month to accomplish those goals. Gemini, okay, well, here we go. Your ruler has come out of retrograde, and so now your thinking is starting to slowly pick up as the month evolves. Here you have a lot of opportunity this month to finally clear the air on all kinds of confusion and information. With Mercury going through Cancer, your focus will definitely be on money and making money, but it'll also be on family and friends. With the second half of the month, with the planets going into Leo, this is much more favorable for you guys. So take advantage of all the opportunities that come your way. It's going to be a big, very important month for you guys in terms of money and resources, loans, and so on. So take advantage, go through that process, get it done, Your job and your health are going to be very important after the 20th of July. And so no more sitting around wondering what the hell is going to happen. So just go and do. Cancer, what can I say? Your financial opportunities will continue to be going your way as all these planets are going to go into Leo, which is really your second house. You guys are riding the wave of happiness and success, and you'll continue to ride this wave as long as you don't let that fear stand in the way. So keep going in that direction. It's very favorable for you guys. It's just the alignments just keep getting better for you. Just don't get stuck in the self-pity party and the doubt mode, okay? Leo, what can I say? The second half of this month is your time to shine. Yes, you guys have been quiet and you've been uncertain. You've been on a spiritual journey, an inward journey the last year, year and a half. But I could guarantee you that's all about to change this month with Jupiter going into Leo on the 16th, then the Sun on the 22nd, and then the new moon on the 26th. You guys are going to feel invigorated and happier than you've been in several years. So take advantage of everything, love affairs, creativity, spending time with your children, starting new projects, new business ventures, whatever it is, it's going to be very favorable. There's no stopping you, okay? So there's nothing to hold you back. Here we go. Virgo, profound spiritual awareness is on the horizon. Now that Mercury has come out of retrograde and all these planets, the second half of this month will be going into your 12th house of enlightenment, you will be getting very strong psychic abilities and signs about what's happening and where we're going and what you need to do next. So I want you guys to really pay attention to your dreams because they're going to be very vivid and you're going to be getting information that you need to share with others or that's going to benefit you in some way. Because your time will come next month when everything starts going into Virgo and you feel much more energized. So spend some time this month really taking care of your body and your health and your mind and your soul and your spirit. And that will get you through this month. Not that there's anything wrong with this month. You're going to feel much happier than you've been in a while. But it's really a time for you to align yourself with your higher consciousness and take advantage of the things that you see in your dreams and in your imagination. Libra, what can I say? You've had Mars in your sign for quite a while, and so it's been motivating you to move forward. And so you're going to feel, Maria, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I was just hearing some noise in the background. I was like, what the heck is that?
Well, it's not us. Maybe it's Mercury making its exit.
Yeah, probably. Mercury is still in Gemini, so it still could cause a little mischief. Anyway, but here we have the ruler of your sign, which is Venus, is going through Gemini right now, which is still very favorable for travel, for exploring, for friendships, and then it'll enter Cancer, which is going to focus your mindset on career. And with the second half of the month, with everything going into Jupiter, there's going to be a lot of socializing this month. So take advantage of opportunities to socialize, to be a part of groups or organizations, Libra. This is going to be very favorable for you. Networking, meeting new people, so on and so forth. Highly recommended. All right? And so you got a very positive, you could meet a lot of new people this month. There's also a possibility a friend could turn into a romantic situation. There's all kinds of opportunity this month. When Mars goes into Scorpio, your passion increases. And your drive to make more money also increases. So take advantage of that. Scorpio, here we go. You're finally going to feel unshackled after the 20th of July, thanks to Saturn finally going direct in Scorpio. So it'll be like this heaviness will be lifted, and you'll feel a whole lot lighter and better. With all these planets moving through Leo, that is your 10th house of career. I don't want to hear any excuses. New job, new business, new ventures are on the horizon for you this month. Please take advantage of them. All right, Sagittarius, here we go. With Jupiter going into Leo, boy, is that going to amp up your fun and activity. You hear that, Maria?
Yeah, fun. I'm all up for fun.
Exactly. So there'll be no excuses not to travel, to explore, to research, to learn something new, to have more fun. I mean, this is going to really light up that part of your chart that is about creativity. So please take advantage of it. After the 22nd, it is full steam ahead, full throttle, nothing holding you back, playfulness, you know, just being around children or kids. I know with you, your grandchildren are very important. So there'll be a lot more passion this month to do things. There won't be this, you know, wishy-washy, I'm not sure what I'm doing kind of feeling anymore. It'll be, I got to go do this because I want to go do this and have more fun.
All right.
So take advantage of that. Capricorn, here we go. This is going to be an interesting month. Things start to turn around for you as your ruler finally wakes up on the 20th. That's Saturn. And so your momentum slowly starts to build this month, and it looks really favorable. And so you'll be taking on more responsibility, but you'll feel like, you know, things are starting to pick up again. Because of Mercury being retrograde, coming out of retrograde, and your ruler, Saturn, moving forward. So this is going to be a wonderful month to get those projects that you've been working on off the ground and even more, especially around the full moon on the 12th, because this highlights you and your personality and your persona, so it gives you an opportunity to move forward, okay? Aquarius, what can I say? Career receives a boost this month. The sun continues to go through your sixth house. Your sixth house where Saturn, see the retrograde still affecting me.
That's okay. You're only human.
My hands are getting tired here.
You're like, my hands are getting tired. You're such an Italian.
Saturn finally wakes up, which is the old co-ruler for Aquarius. And so a lot of career issues are going to be on the forefront for Aquarius. So those clients may be coming back to you, Maria.
Oh, well, that's okay.
But, you know, just try to clarify their issues with their vocation. Everything seems to indicate work and career for Aquarians this month. So please take advantage. But the great news is when all these planets enter Leo, which is your opposite sign, Aquarius, the sky's the limit with attention, with opportunity, with partnerships, with organizations. So take advantage the second half of the month. Many of you will find new relationships, new business associations, and so on. This is a fantastic month for that. Last but not least, Pisces, your enthusiasm increases this month thanks to Mercury coming out of retrograde and stopping the confusion. But we have the sun going through Cancer. You're going to have Mercury going through Cancer on the 12th. This is a happy time for you guys. You're feeling closer to your family, feeling the emotions. You know, you've been stuck in this emotional vortex, in a sense, but now you're starting to come out of it. And even the second half of the month, when all the planets go into Jupiter, goes into Leo, you're going to feel it. It's all going to feel much better, much happier, and you'll be in a very, very good creative cycle. So please take advantage of it. No more sitting around going, I don't know what to do. Blah, blah. Mm. No, you're not going to have any of that anymore, Pisces. So take advantage, especially after the 20th when Saturn moves direct and Jupiter goes into Leo. So there you have it, Maria.
Thank you, Joe. Wow. You get the gold star for speed talk today.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's nice to see that everybody's going to get a lift this month because we could all use it after June. That's for sure. Joe, thanks so much, and we'll do this again next month, first Wednesday.
Thank you, Maria.
Take care. Bye. Joe Anthony, check him out, planetswithin.com. He's a really good astrologer. He's very reasonable. If you did not hear yesterday's show from the year 2000 with Dick Sutphin, go in and listen to it because it has so much more spiritual knowledge that you may or may not know, and it was so much fun for both of us. Remember, I do 4 shows a week. If you're listening to this at the free show link or on Gary Knowles Network or in the UK on Awake Radio, your subscription is what keeps my show going and keeps it commercial free. Okay, they said it couldn't be done, 14 years ago. Well, guess what? I did it. And I did it because people like you did exactly what I believed, that people would be willing to support truth. I'm starting my 15th year on the net this month. So again, thanks for listening and supporting the show, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.